This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with John Bauermaster. John is an award-winning journalist. He's an author, filmmaker, adventurer, and six-time grantee of the National Geographic Expedition Council. He's known as an expert on oceans, and now he is also an expert on fracking. His film, Dear Governor Cuomo, is a petition to the governor of New York State not to frack under farmlands. John, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Susan.
So having read as much as possible about fracking on the internet, scientists seem to agree that because the technology allows us to put a previously inaccessible reservoir of carbon from beneath our feet into the atmosphere, it definitely contributes to global climate change. What they don't agree on is that fracking is all bad. They say things like it's less bad than coal, and that shale gas it supposedly emits half the carbon dioxide per unit of energy than coal does, and that coal burning also emits heavy metals into the atmosphere, such as mercury, that eventually rains down onto the soil and water. So it's sort of a choice between two devils. They would pick the devil of fracking. What's your response to that?
Well, there are lots of even notable environmentalists who call natural gas, you know, the bridge fuel that's going to take us from coal, dirty coal, to clean alternatives. Suggestion is that alternatives aren't quite ready. We need still more fossil fuel to burn in order to keep our economy going, et cetera. And so we have to have natural gas. My argument is that rather than invest the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that will take to retrofit the energy system in the United States to use natural gas, let's put those hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars right now into alternatives. Why stick with fossil fuels, which we know are invariably going to be dirty and messy? No, and with regard to fracking, it's at all stages. It's the mining and drilling of it, and then the burning of the natural gas, which, as you say, is not as dirty as coal, but during the extraction process, the natural gas, which is methane, leaks, and methane is a horrible contribution to global warming.
Wonderful answer. Thank you so much for that. Is it true that most gas companies do not disclose the composition of all fracking and drilling compounds, making it very difficult to monitor for injected chemicals into streams and groundwater?
Yes, thanks to federal laws written and passed during 2005 under the Bush-Cheney or Cheney-Bush administration, the chemicals that are used in fracking were given a proprietary labeling, suggesting that they were a trade secret so that the gas companies didn't have to disclose exactly what chemicals that are being used. What we do know is that they use a range of some 400 to 500 different chemicals. They pump them into the ground, which then mix with the groundwater and live there forever. You know, I couldn't do that in my own backyard. I'm not sure quite why we've allowed the gas industry to get away with this across the country.
From your research, do you feel fracking and frackers are out to derail any efforts to develop cleaner, non-carbon energy sources?
Absolutely. I mean, the gas industries have one incentive. Despite what they might tell you in their glossy TV ads, you know, during the Sunday morning talk shows, the gas industry is focused on quarterly earnings, period, keeping their stockholders happy. And the cheapest and easiest way for them to grow their coffers is by extracting this natural gas, which is selling now very well across the United States. I mean, let's not delude ourselves. Across the country, 26% of our energy now already comes from natural gas. We're already using it. It just happens that in New York State, where I live, we still don't have fracking. And, you know, I personally and many, many New Yorkers, and hopefully even soon Governor Cuomo, will agree that fracking is not good for this state. And you know, even though you see it going on all over North Dakota and Colorado, where you live, it's still not a good thing.
Okay. Let's, for a minute, take a little detour from the subject of fracking and get on to the subject of you. What did you want to be when you grew up?
A sports reporter.
Ah, so you got pretty close.
Yeah, well, I tried it when I was in college, actually, and, you know, because I just thought, what could be better, to to write about, you know, baseball game or football game or something, and sit at the stadium, then go back to the office and write it. And I tried it while I was at the university, and it was really, really boring. So I just broadened my horizon a little bit and decided that rather than focus on the sporting events, I would focus on kind of the remote corners of the world. And literally in my mid-20s, I kind of started doing that, and it's 30-odd years later, it's worked out pretty well.
How many oceans would you say, bodies of water would you say you visited, and how many countries around the world at this point?
Ooh, well, you know, I've worked on and off with National Geographic since 1989. I've done most of my traveling under its auspices. I think I've been to 80 to 90 countries, and, you know, if you get out your National Geographic Atlas, you'll find five oceans, the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Arctic, and the Southern Ocean that goes around Antarctica. I've been on all those, and we've paddled kayaks on all those. I did a 10-year-long project for National Geographic called Oceans 8, where we literally went around the world by sea kayak. But if you get out your National Geographic globe and spin it, I think it's pretty easy to see that those five oceans actually comprise one big ocean. And I kind of like to stick with that theory, that there is one big ocean that covers about 72% of the planet. And I've seen some of it, but, man, it is massive.
Wow, great. What was your very first geo assignment?
My first assignment for National Geographic was to write about a dog sled expedition across Antarctica, 3,741 miles in 220 days. Spanned 7 months during 1989-1990.
Oh, great. All right, let's return to dear Governor Cuomo, and I just wanted to contextualize you in with regard to the film. Do your concerns about fracking match your concerns about the ocean, and in what ways do they overlap?
Well, I've been focused on the oceans for the last 15 years or so, and you know, everywhere we went during this 10-year-long project, we saw examples of the same environmental issues, you know, the impact in the oceans, climate change, which means sea level rising and more frequent storms, plastic pollution, overfishing, and ocean acidification. But it's all about, you know, having access to clean water. In the case of the ocean, obviously we're not drinking it, but we need a healthy ocean in order to have a healthy planet. I hadn't made a film in the United States for about a decade. I live in the beautiful rural New York State, and the most divisive environmental fight in New York State for the last 4 to 5 years has been this issue of hydraulic fracturing or fracturing. Should we allow it? And it really is a fight over clean water, because every time they frack a well, they use 50,000 gallons of chemicals, and which we, as we said earlier, are unnamed, and they mix that with 5 to 9 million gallons of fresh water.
Oh,
so every
God.
time a well is fracked, we destroy 5 to 9 million gallons of fresh water. And the reality is we don't have that much fresh water on the planet anymore. I mean, every day in the newspaper, I'm sure you can find a story about some country or another that is suffering badly because they're running out of water.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are encouraging this new extraction process, which, you know, once the chemicals are mixed in with this fresh water, are ruined forever. So to me, it was kind of a logical extension to be involved with telling a story about an environmental harm that involves water, and this one happens to be in my backyard.
Thank you for that. What do you hope to accomplish with the film? I understand you have an interesting and unconventional marketing and distribution plan.
Well, you know, through all of my National Geographic experiences, we kind of used adventure, and this in mostly the sea kayaking, to kind of lure people into the story, and then I would club them over the head with the issues, environmental issues, cultural history issues, historical issues that I think are important. In this case, in Dear Governor Cuomo, we use music to lure people in, music and actors. We actually staged an event in a theater in Albany where we had 30 musicians and a handful of actors and scientists, and we kind of educated the audience on what is fracking, why is it allowed, et cetera. But we use music to help kind of tell the story. But the real appeal to Governor Cuomo was for him to join the anti-fracking majority in New York State. You know, no politician likes to have fingers pointed in their eyes. And so the piece is not really a harsh criticism of the governor. It's really just trying to educate communities as well as him as to why we really believe that fracking should not be allowed in New York State. You know, to that end, if you don't know much about natural gas, New York State sits on one of the richest reservoirs of natural gas in the country. It's a logical place for the gas company to come. Mm-hmm. But we also have big tourism industry. We have big agriculture and dairy industries here. You know, the upstate New York, where much of the natural gas is, are both the lungs and the drinking water for New York City. So, you know, if you start dirtying all of that, you're at risk of losing tourism, industry, and the clean air and clean water that we're pretty much known for.
So are you bringing the DVDs, or are they out, are they ready yet, to Mound Film? And is it true that you're going to be selling them at cost in some contexts?
Well, actually, you know, we've now given away about 6,000 DVDs because we really want people to see the film. And not just here in New York, it actually is getting growing viewership across the country, because it's really a really nice educational, you know, piece about, again, what fracking is, how it works, and why it is or isn't allowed. But then with some really great, fun music in it, too. But we want people, you know, we've shown it in hundreds of communities across New York State, and it's been in, you know, it's played for 1,000 people and 6 people in theaters, community centers, churches, basements, living rooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of a unique documentary in that sense.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing Dear Governor Cuomo at Mountain Film and Telluride. That's Memorial Weekend, starting Friday, May 24th. John Bauermaster will be in town with the film. And I thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.